Our next guest is spokesperson for V-Line Trains, Colin Tyrus. Good afternoon.
Good day, Tom.
Now, are you aware of this bike race this weekend, the Cadell Evans Great Ocean Road Race?
Oh, I think every Victorian knows about all of our great special events in this state, and at the moment we're moving, of course, thousands of people from Geelong and right around Victoria to the Australian Open Tennis every day, and they're having a great time travelling with V-Line. And we've taken this into account in planning our track works program. There's never a good weekend, I suppose, to close tracks for works, but always will inconvenience someone. And this time we've got a double whammy, if you like. Metro's doing some track works on the line near Newport Station, and we've taken the opportunity to do some works at the same time on our Geelong and Warrnambool lines. But we've made plenty of arrangements.
But we don't have a big sporting event like the Cadell Evans Road Race this weekend in Geelong.
That's right, and we're pretty accustomed to planning for special events. That's why we've arranged a large fleet of coaches that'll be replacing the trains all weekend on both the Geelong and Warrnambool lines. And I think Metro can tell you about their arrangements for Werribee. But we've certainly got many, many coaches that will be operating direct from Southern Cross to Geelong, and also some will be stopping all stations in between. So some people who get on the express coaches will actually get there around about the same journey time as the train, depending, of course, on traffic on the Westgate.
Look, that might be fine for spectators, but were you not planning that maybe some of the riders might decide to go down on the train and would therefore want to take their bikes? And I mean,
well, that's always problematic. Most of the organisers of these sorts of events make arrangements for their competitors to get their bicycles to the venues. For example, the Great Victorian Bike Ride that left from Albury, Wodonga area a couple of months ago, we advised them quite early on that we have very, very limited space on the trains for bicycles, and so they arranged bike transport trucks for their competitors. And I would imagine if you ask the organisers of the Cadell Evans, they will have done the same thing. We can only fit about two bikes on every train carriage, so we wouldn't want people to be turning up in droves at Southern Cross, whether it's for the trains or the replacement coaches. And we make this widely known. All V-Line customers know that bikes are only on an if-space-available basis.
Well, good luck this weekend. Do you think everybody who wants to go and see or participate in the bike ride will be able to get there?
I can guarantee that we'll get everyone to the ride, but there will be very limited space on the replacement coaches for bicycles. And a lot of people who have expensive bikes wouldn't like the idea of lying them down on the pedals in a bus luggage compartment anyway. So most people with bikes will transport them, and the organisers of the Cadell Evans, if you check with them, I'm sure they will have made arrangements for their competitors. But we'll get everyone there, and we'll get them there jolly efficiently.
Thank you there, Colin. Colin Tyrus, spokesperson for V-Line. Well, it sounds like if you're going to go and watch the Great Ocean Road Race, the Cadell Evans ride, you'll be fine on the bus. But if you want to take your bike with you, you might have to think about using the car instead. Colin Tyrus there, spokesperson for V-Line.